Hare Krishna. Question. The Bhagavad Gita 7.12 says that the moors come from Krishna, whereas 13.20 says that moors come from material nature. How do we understand this? Answer. Both are true. They are talking about different levels of causation. So, for example, we may say that a child comes from the parents. That is true. And then we can also say the child comes from Krishna. Yes, that is also true, because Krishna is the ultimate cause. So the ultimate cause and the immediate cause, they are not contradictory, they are complementary. So similarly, if you look at the context which Krishna is talking about, in the 7th chapter, which Prabhupada titles as Knowledge of the Absolute. So in that chapter, the focus is on Krishna's focus is on showing the connection of everything with Him. And for that purpose, for showing that connection of everything with Him, Krishna's primary stress is on that point, that ultimate connection. So He says that material nature and the modes of material nature, they come from Me. And now, so in that context, that Krishna is focusing on the ultimate connection. And now if you go to 13th chapter, when Krishna says that Vikaram Shigunam Shaiva Vidhi Prakriti Sambhavan, in 13.20 he says that various places he talks about this. Earlier in 13th chapter verses 6-7 also he talks about the various material elements coming from material nature. So there the point is that he is talking more in terms of the Sankhya frame of analysis, wherein everything is analyzed in terms of Purusha and Prakriti. And the within the Sankhya of the focus is on analyzing material nature in terms of analyzing material things in terms of their connection with material nature or Prakriti. So with the material gunas which comprise material nature, they are said to come from Prakriti. So there the focus, the context is different. The context is the Sankhya frame of analysis of things in terms of Purusha and Prakriti. And for that purpose, Krishna is stating that the gunas, they come from Prakriti. Now if you look at earlier, so now in the Bhagavad Gita, the conventional Sankhya focuses primarily on analysis in terms of Purusha and Prakriti. But the Bhagavad Gita takes this and presents this with a devotional perspective by talking about, yes, there is Prakriti, there is the Purusha, and there is a Purushottama. And that Purushottama is the source of Purusha and Prakriti both. And this Krishna has talked about earlier in 7th chapter also, when he says that there is Paraprakriti and Aparaprakriti, and those are both my and my Prakritis. So the Aparaprakriti is material nature. So the point here is that they are talking about, there is no contradiction between these two, because they are talking about different levels of origination, different levels of causation. So at a ultimate level, yes, the modes come from Krishna. At the level of Sankhya analysis, yes, the modes come from Prakriti. Thank you. Hare Krishna.